Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. That last segment really struck a nerve.
Absolutely. With many of us, it did.
Even the duck.
Yeah. Somebody on the chat board mentioned that she sometimes, when she goes to research something, she can't find it. And so she feels that she doesn't want to list it because she hasn't researched enough. And so she lets it, she leaves it, you know.
Well, yeah. I can't tell you how many emails I get over the years. This is a chronic issue I have in emails. Mostly from new sellers, people who haven't sold before, who said, well, you know, I haven't read enough and I haven't researched enough and I'm not sure I understand all the steps. So I'm learning and I'm waiting until I get it just right and then I'm going to go list it.
Yeah, but I'm sure that a lot of newbies do that, but we're talking about oldies here.
Talking about golden oldies.
Patty Sin, for instance, said that, she says, quote, my most procrastination comes from fear of not researching enough, so I put off listing it. Me too. I leave it in my drafts, you know, because I don't feel it's perfect. And now I'm putting up what I consider to be a little less than perfect, but okay, nice ones. I'm not suggesting that we not follow business best practices or that we not follow the guidelines for putting up a neat, nice listing.
Yeah.
But there are ways to do that without excruciatingly doing research and picture taking to where everything's just perfect. That's all I wanted to say about that subject.
Oh.
The book kiosk says, Margie is right on. She's describing me to a T. Ouch. What was that person's name? Because I think I am that person's 1,000th, Griff.
Right.
Always 411 wrote, excited that my feedback is at 999 today. About to flip to 1,000, so I went in and bought something.
What?
A T-shirt.
Good for you.
And now that person is 1,000. I'm kind of excited to be that person's 1,000.
So, I made light of procrastination because I make light of everything. But I do have a serious side to this.
Okay.
So those of us who suffer from chronic depression often are guilty of procrastinating. And we have to be careful because it becomes a vicious cycle where you procrastinate and then you feel guilty and you get down on yourself and then you procrastinate more because you think I can't do it. And then I can't do it. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And that's a deadly spiral. You got to be careful of that.
I just put in depression and procrastination into Google search.
What'd you get?
Tons of articles.
If you know what I'm talking about out there, well, then you know who you are and you know what I'm talking about. It can be, I make light of it because that's what I do, but it can be a very serious symptom of something bigger. So don't be too hard on yourself.
But
sometimes it's a matter of putting things in the right order.
You know, what I like to do? My theory is, my method is to get the crap that I don't like to do over and done with early in the day.
First, get that out of the way.
It works for me.
I'm going to clean the toilets.
If I have to think, oh, God, I'm going to just wait until later to do this. I'm going to list this later. If I do that, I started to say something bad. If I do that, it messes me up. So I just, I say, let's do our hard work in the morning. Let's get it over with. John and I both do that. And then it's over and done with, and we can feel better about the rest of the day. So that's one tip I would give you. Force yourself, if you can, to do it in the morning.
Yeah,
I think we tend to procrastinate more if we leave it go later in the day or later in the week. Just do it.
Just do it.
And make yourself do your task that you're not nuts about in the morning. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, sit down, do it.
I find it work. I'm not so bad about... I'm practical and upfront about my listing situation. I have a lot of other responsibilities, thank heavens, like a full-time job at eBay, that is going to make it difficult for me to get something done. And then in the last 2 weeks, I'm not being hard on myself because I've had this leg issue from boring old sciatica that really makes it difficult to do anything. So I've been more at ease. But it is a matter of setting your priorities for each day. It becomes kind of a fun exercise. Today I'm going to do A, B, and C. I may not do D, E, F. I'm going to put them on another list, and I'm going to think about those after A, B, and C are finished and crossed off.
Yeah.
It works. But.
Yeah. And everybody can have different methods of doing it.
Yeah.
I like to have my afternoon, as an entrepreneur, one of the greatest things about being an entrepreneur is that you have, so to speak, your time is your own.
True.
If you want to take off Wednesday afternoons, if you want to take off Friday afternoons, have surfing hours, you can do that if you own your own shop. And this is what I like about being an entrepreneur. So I say to myself, let's get all of our work done, John, and then we can go out to dinner, or we can go for a late lunch, or we can go drive by the beach. It works for me. And yeah, it might work for you if you want to try that. So I'm looking through the chat board, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
Always 411 wrote, thank you, I will get that right out. I was her 1,000th person. Let's see what else we've got. Good tip, Lee, get the bleep out of the way first thing. That's right.
Get the bleep.
Get the bleep out of the way first thing.
That's very funny.
Me too. It's too easy to come up with a reason to go to yet another estate sale.
Oh.
And we have to do those things. I can see the pile is getting smaller and smaller of the things that I have listed. And I can see now where I'm going to have to start a thrifting, Griff.
You're going to have to start a thrifting?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yep. I am.
Well, there it is.
Then I'll be asking people for tips on that. I'll be hanging around with the boys.
Yeah.
Thrifting with the boys.
So, how are they doing? We haven't heard from them in a while.
Oh, I got email from him yesterday. He answered a March 10th email of mine.
Was he procrastinating?
Yes, he answered it yesterday.
Well, he answered as it, if so he let's had, give him credit
As if
for that.
He were not late. I love those kind.
Yeah. I do get a lot of email, and I have an auto response that people have compared to a short novel. Those that I can get to, those emails that I can get to, I usually get to them within a day or two. But some get by me, and then I look back at the end of the month to see if I forgot anything, and I'll find one from 30 days ago and say, uh-oh.
We all do it.
Yeah.
We all do it. And I'm not putting Jason down.
No,
I thought
it
was
kind
of funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny. Yeah, they're going to be at the event. They're going to do a presentation. They'll be at the event for 3 days, all with their stuff all set up.
On the racks, like last time.
On the racks. Yes. They always bring that, and they have a good time. So, they're coming to the event. They're going to be one of our presenters at the event.
I just found a niche for somebody.
Okay.
So it's a story I just came across online about an artist who takes ashes and turns them into beautiful pendants that you can wear around your neck. Wait a minute.
It's the people's ashes.
The people's ashes.
Yeah, my mother's ashes were made into two little hearts, one for each of my daughters. Some of the ashes.
Right.
Were taken out and made into little heart things.
Yeah, this is interesting. You could sell that service, I suppose.
Yeah. I did get my mother's burial urn on eBay.
Yes, you did. I remember the story. And, that was cool.
I did not get the hearts. The hearts, I think, I bought from the funeral home, but I didn't think of buying those on eBay, but I could have.
Hmm.
Because, as we all know, you can buy anything on eBay. Griff, you've got a why you need to know your numbers and how to crunch them, and we've done this before.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to you about that again.
Sure, when?
If you go to page 14, we can do it.
You know, oh, you mean right
when
now?
When we come back from the break, yeah.
Oh, what fun, of course. Yes, 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 yes.
Because you tell us there are three things that you live and die by when it comes to business on eBay and otherwise.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to talk about those three things.
Okay.
And the basic profit and loss figures that you should know both for tax purposes and for monitoring the health of your business. And that's what we're going to be doing during the next segment.
And this is actually information from a post that of mine that was on the eBay for Business blog. So I know this stuff.
I know you know this stuff. It's important to you, and it should be important to all of us as well. So we'll talk about it when we come back.
And for those of you who file on April 15th, you got to start knowing this now. It's never too late.
I always file an extension.
Oh, I think I do too. I've been filing an extension for 20 years.
Yeah.
So I just...
used to it now.
Yeah. I mean, my taxes are filed on October 15th.
Right. Me too.
By my account.
Mm-hmm. So. And isn't that funny? That is procrastination, Griff. The government allows us to do it, and it's legal.
I have a really good reason for
it. But it is procrastination. What is your reason?
So up until the time of the business, which has changed a little bit, I always pay more into out of payroll, and I get a mortgage deduction, all this. I get a refund most years, and I need it in October, not in April. That's why I do it.
Good idea.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. Give us a call, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. Kabbage with a K.com. They believe in you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 314.
Nothing kills an eBay shopper's interest faster than tired, shop-worn merchandise. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She suggests looking at your listings and doing some spring cleaning.
You know, think that when we think about the spring release, I always think about spring cleaning, and I think it's really important to go in and take a look at your store, to take a look at your listings, to take a look at your categories and everything, and I think it's a good time to do it. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm so busy, I've got taxes. Make it a priority to do a few listings a week or a few listings when you can. Because I've been trying to do it more and more, and I'm seeing more sales.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to a another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Well, I have to tell you, we're in open phones. It's 888-723-4630. But this radio show today has been one of
flagellation.
Self-examination.
Oh, okay.
And I don't mean searching for your navel either. Although that reminds me, that's on my procrastination list.
Well, it's
clean out belly button lint.
Well, it's interesting that we all suffer, you know, from it to one extent or the other.
Yeah.
When it's hurting your business, that's when it's a problem. Hey, before we get into why you need to know your numbers, an old friend is on the line with us, Griff Tim in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. Hello, Tom. What's your question or comment? Long time no hear.
Yeah, how you doing, Lee?
Good.
Got a question for Griff. We have a nonprofit organization that contacted us for some education. And they've been selling on eBay for a while. They only sell for 3 weeks out of the year. It's their rule. I don't understand it. I'm not going to question it. But they want to know if they would benefit from opening a store for 3 weeks and all they do is auction. I can't imagine why they would want to do it.
Did they give you a reason why they just want to do this for 3 weeks?
Well, it's the parents... organization only allows them to market on eBay for 3 weeks. They raise $100,000 in 3 weeks once a year. It's all donated goods that are sold on eBay.
Then why and not, Griff?
I haven't had time to speak with the people in person. Charity has spoken with them a little bit, and we're going to meet them in a few days. Their main question was, should we open a store?
Well, here's the problem. Are they currently sellers on eBay?
Apparently. Again, I don't know very much about them. I know who they are, and it's a very well-recognized organization, but I don't want to name them because I don't know if they want their name out.
Well, didn't you say that they have sold on eBay before?
Yeah, they said they've been selling for 9 years, but
so they have an ID.
Yeah, they have an ID, and they only sell for 3 weeks out of the year, and they want to know if they should have a store.
Well, are they going to be using auctions or fixed price?
It's strictly auction.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't advise it. I wouldn't do that for 3 weeks. No.
Yeah, I couldn't see any advantage, but I thought maybe I better ask. Just didn't make sense. Once I know more about it, I'll be happy to.
They can open a store on a month by month basis so that they're not roped in. You know, it costs a little bit more, but they're not held to a year contract. But I'm not even sure if it will benefit. I don't know. I can't imagine how it's going to benefit them. They're only going to be running auctions. No, I actually would advise against it.
Okay.
I would.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah. How many auctions are they planning to put up? That's another important.
Again, I don't know, but they claim that in 3 weeks, every year they raise $100,000.
They didn't tell you how many auctions they put up in the past.
No, and again, I've only had email contact with these people. Charity spoke with them on the phone yesterday. They're supposed to call us and let us know what day they want us to come out.
Yeah, I'd have to say I don't see a big benefit for them because of the short time duration. I wouldn't do
it. That's what I expected you to say, but you never know. So I figured I better call and ask.
Yeah, and even now, I'm not. I mean, it's more without any other information. That would be my answer, but I can't tell you. I don't know.
The only other thing that I do know is they use Turbo Lister. I don't know if that plays into the store or not.
You don't need a store with TurboLister.
Didn't think so.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need a store with TurboLister.
But wouldn't you consider a store further marketing? They can send people to their store.
Yeah, but they could just as easily send them to their auctions because they're going to put up a group of auctions for 3 weeks and they're not going to do anything for a year.
Right.
So if that's the case, no, I wouldn't do a store. They're not even going to have it up for a month. I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Once I know more, I'll call and let you know. And of course, I'll ask them if it's okay to mention their name.
How is Charity doing?
She's doing okay. She's at work right now, but she'll be home in a little while. I'll be going to pick her up.
All right, Tom. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Let us know what's going on with this Charity.
I will.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Well, Griff, I don't think we have time to do this Know Your Numbers, so maybe we can do it in the next hour.
That's fine with me.
It's just important that we use, you know, touch back on that from time to time, I think.
Absolutely. I agree.
And also, we may be able to fit in the top five highest price accessories.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was in the eBay Stories blog. Joe McFarlane.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah. And so we may be talking about that, too, later on in the show.
Okay.
And so we've got some nice guests coming up for you during the next hour. Next hour is our last hour.
Wait, it's the... Oh, my heavens.
For Tuesday, yeah.
It's the last hour. I can't believe it.
Next hour is the last hour.
Wow, that time.
You know who's going to be on today? Mark Montgomery, one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, he's going to be on. Well, he's been a busy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traveling around the world again or not?
Not. But yeah. That was, I'll never forget that. This is the fella, in case you're listening and you wonder who Mark Montgomery is. This is the fella who saved all of his money that he made selling on eBay for a year.
Yeah.
And took a trip around the world. Well, he took a trip to Europe, to a few countries.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
Okay. Well, this open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. A new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up our third hour, we're going to talk product sourcing strategy. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top five international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.